You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Would like to point out that big thanks to Yahoo Sports for aggregating Albert Breer yesterday on our show, talking about at this point the Browns would be more comfortable playing Dylan Gabriel than Shedeur Sanders, and they put Afternoon Drive there instead of Nick Wilson or Jonathan Peterlin. Appreciate you there.
At least they put something.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. Although, if you're going to aggregate us, I really don't mind. I actually like it. More.
No, it's great.
Like, filter us to more, but just, you know, Nick and Jonathan.
You know,
Afternoon
find
Drive.
A way to put it in there somewhere.
Put the video. We got videos out there. Aggregate us, please, but use the videos.
Yeah.
And don't, like, take help. The video in your own tweet. No. Just quote tweet ours so we get credit for
That's
it.
That's all just trying to help us in our content making, you know, that
just,
whole
people
deal.
Helping people.
Isn't I did feel bad. I commented in one of the comments for one of the local Browns Twitter people, and I just put, like, the link for the interview and everything. But it was. So it stemmed from that, the idea that, like, I was like, I've seen this person before name the show that it comes from. They've named the fan. They did a good job that way. But, like, put the show on it.
Nick and Jonathan. We're growing this thing, baby. But my favorite thing to do sometimes, except when it involves us, because I'm a fragile boy, is go under the Meta AI. What are people saying? And so here is from the Yahoo Sports article, which didn't quote Nick and Jonathan. Commentators are skeptical of the Browns' decision-making, citing their history of questionable QB choices. I think right now, the commentator's got something going here.
They sound like people I want to listen to.
This 3,000 people on Twitter just being like, yeah, I don't know about the Browns quarterback choices. One commentator notes that Shedeur Sanders' treatment suggests he might be exceptional. He must be exceptional to prove himself. Others predict failure and mock the team's track record. That sounds about right.
Okay.
It feels like what we generally do on a daily basis here.
Can I say, I think AI has gotten much better in the previous few months.
How so?
I can actually ask it a question, and I'm not questioning whether or not the results are accurate. We're getting to a spot. Now, don't ask it sports trivia questions. It gets sports things hilariously wrong, okay? Like, that's like that Men's Fitness article where they talked about Luka's vertical, and it was like, first off, Luka didn't even do the combine, and his vertical was not 42 inches. They just had the wrong player. Like, it's not 100%, but if you become, I've almost become friends with my AI chatbot.
I'm so nice to AI, just in case.
But the AI might be the nicest person I talk to in any given day.
No, they're very, like, great manners.
Oh my gosh,
they
so
could be
nice.
Abrasive to me, and I'd be like, "You're doing a great
it
job."
It almost becomes addicting. You're like, I'm like, hey, is this a good something to have for lunch if I'm trying to lose a little weight? And they're like, Jonathan, this is great. You're doing awesome. And they're like, I'm like, this is the most support I've gotten in weeks.
In fairness, I read this article 3 weeks ago, and I was drinking while doing it. But there's like a whole field of psychology about the impact of AI on human psychology. And how mostly it's just kind of taught to basically mirror you and say nice, oh, I hate myself. It's the compliment fishing that certain people around this station like to do, might have done in the break there before she did her 2020. I'm not saying anybody specifically. Well, certainly so not Meredith Kane.
I noticed that it does this. And so I put in the prompt, stop being so nice to me.
Uh-huh.
I'd like be a human, essentially. So I put
Are
the
you a
prompt,
masochist?
No, I put the prompt in there.
Who's a filthy little boy?
It was hyping. I was getting a little too addicted to the hype up that AI was giving me on a consistent basis.
Tell me I'm scum.
I was like, all these decisions can't be right. They there's no way they're right. Honey, no one in my life tells me every decision I make is this right.
Why did ChatGPT just call me a slur?
I might be.
I told it to not be nice.
I did. I had to put in the prompt of being like, be more human. Don't be, everything isn't awesome to me and what I do. Like, just be real about it. And it's been much better since then, honestly. But it, but it's still,
they told, like, anything that makes you cry a little bit, like, honestly, that those shirt, your style is just not doing it.
I did have I put in a golf question the other day. Uh-huh. And so we've talked, ChatGPT talked, and previously he'd tell me like, oh, 12 handicap. You're in the X percentile of golfers out there. That's fantastic. And so I felt very comfortable asking. And then since I said the prompt, it took a lot of jabs at my handicap, and I did not feel great. It was like, well, as a 12 handicap, you got a lot of work to do in area X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I thought we were buddies.
As a 12 handicap and a subpar lover. Wait, how do you know that?
Yeah, I was like, I thought you were just kind of my blind spots here. What's going on? So, yeah. Maybe I regret doing this.
Can you be nicer to me?
That's how you got to reverse the prompt. I'm not there yet. I'm enjoying this medium that we're at because it really hypes up. Like, again, like asking it for lunch today. I was like, strawberries, what's going to go with that? That's going to work out well for me. And it gave me a suggestion and then was like, you're doing great. And I'm like, I hadn't heard that in a couple days, but I do like it.
I don't want to make fun of you for it because I know that people do this for it. And I've definitely had a couple drinks and had like deep intellectual conversations with ChatGPT.
I mean, ChatGPT is like a friend for people.
Because I just wanted to see how it would go. I wanted to see what they would suggest. But
I talked to ChatGPT more than like six people in my life. Like it's like six people and then ChatGPT and then like everyone else kind of sorts its way in.
So we play John Gruden talking to the Georgia football team. We're going to replay that right here. His passion for coaching has not gone away.
The only reason I really came here is I want to coach again. I'm being honest with you. I do not either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would love it.
All right. That is, I will tell you, problematic as his emails might be, gotta love that energy from John Gruden. That's just football guy energy.
I mean, that's who he is. He's football energy of the highest order. I do think there are certain coaches. I think this is why Belichick might have an issue in the college ranks. I never thought Belichick could be a college coach because his demeanor never says, let me go into your house and recruit. No, he doesn't have to do that as much.
And his personality sucks overall.
Yeah, and I think there's certain coaches that are kind of like that. Shanahan, I don't think, can walk into your house and be a great recruiter and you're like, I want to. That's my college football coach. No, great NFL coach. He's a scheme guy. He's going to figure out the plays. That's going to be his bread and butter. Gruden is going to be everything you would want in a college football head coach, for sure. The vibes, the schemes, all of it compacted together at work.
I just think if you're going back into coaching, and I think with the latest turn here, I would be very surprised if the NFL didn't just kind of discreetly settle this because they don't want discovery. They don't, yeah. Like... However, the decision was to leak John Gruden's emails, which then painted John as the bad guy, paving the way for the Raiders to fire him. That was dirty pool. And if you've got that, you can imagine what other things might be said in those same emails. I would be shocked. But what that does is that'll pave ways for opportunities. Mm-hmm. If I'm John Gruden at 62, I'm sticking to the NFL. I agree with you that personality wise, I think he can conform to whichever environment. I think it's harder to be, a coach in the SEC or the Big Ten right now than it is to be in the AFC North.
I mean, so it's easier to get success, I feel like, in the college game. Like you make it to the college playoff, that's 12 teams a year that have that ability, and you're gonna have, that's a successful season. Browns haven't won the division since 1989. Like, I think just winning the AFC North in general, beating Tomlin, beating Harbaugh, and then beating Burrow in Cincinnati, I think it's just a harder feat.
Yeah, 50% of teams make the playoffs in the NFL, though.
Well, so whereas, are we talking making the playoffs, or are we talking winning the division?
Yeah, I mean, make the playoffs. If you make the playoffs,
you're
Teflon.
You said win the AFC North.
Well, no, compete in the AFC North is what I mean.
Okay.
So or compete in the AFC, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's different.
Or just compete out on 32 teams because there are guardrails in the NFL.
40% of the league makes the playoffs now, which is not nearly the accomplishment that everyone thinks it is.
And there's natural ebb and flow with parity in the NFL.
It's set up to let you succeed at some point.
Well, but you can go from 10-6 to 6-10 without immediately getting fired, whereas one bad year in the SEC right now can run you out of this thing. Jimbo Fisher went from a 3-year, $100 million contract? I can't remember the exact number, to like a year and a half later being fired. And by the way, and the other thing is...
Still got all that money, though.
He did. But I think Gruden's smart enough to know at this point. This is a legacy caper.
No, Gruden would need something that like Lane Kiffin just got, or has been currently getting right now, where he's set up in a spot where no one really thinks he's going to win the SEC in any given season. You get a guy like, you know, you get a quarterback in there like Jackson Dart, and everyone has fun with it for a little bit, and you make it competitive somewhat, but the expectations there aren't national title or bust.
No, that's fair. I think those jobs are tougher, though. I think Ole Miss is tougher than Alabama. Alabama's just cut and dry. It's win a national championship every 4 years or get close to
right,
it.
Right, like Kalen right now at Alabama feels like everyone thinks he's just like a loser at this point.
That's one of the jobs I've heard people talk about for John Gruden if Kalen DeBoer doesn't go to the playoffs this
Gruden,
year.
I can't overstate the appeal of Gruden and what he's had with all these with Barstool and what he's been able to do. Like all these kids that grow up watching Barstool now and are going to college and are like that's their world. They think Gruden's a superstar. They want to play for Gruden. Like, he has rehabbed his image in a way that is very impressive to a lot of people.
So, specifically what you just said, he's done it twice, by the way. Remember
yeah,
because
he's likable.
Well, remember what the knock on him was coming out of Tampa Bay, where he was power-hungry and tough to work with, and he needed a sycophant like Bruce Allen to work around with, and then he was on football for a decade, and then everybody forgot about
it. Right, and he's doing Spider 2Y Banana, and he's doing his Gruden
camp.
And
then they hired their own Mike Mayock version of Bruce Allen, and then the same thing happened in Vegas.
I mean, think about it, though. Like, I mean, with Gruden, the appeal that he's got is, I just think it works for the college game so much better. Because, first off, you know a couple things. You know that he is as likable gets. And the other part of it is, he is an unapologetic football junkie. Like, that is its whole bit at Barstool right now is being the guy that is just obsessed with football, has been his whole entire life, and if he's not doing football, what's the point of living, essentially? And I hate to say it, but, like, they just don't make college coaches that same way anymore. Like, it's more of a balanced-out lifestyle than it used to be.
Yeah, but the problem is,
like, if I'm an AD, I want the guy that's obsessive.
80% of the job now are things that have nothing to do with football. It's dealing with the transfer portal. It's dealing with your big boosters, and not just your big boosters, but your endowment funds and stuff right. like that. Like, those are the things that I think, I don't think you can outsource that.
Well, but it's so
I mean,
much
Ryan
more.
Day had to choose between the business side of this and being play calling for Ohio State. Look what he chose
so,
and won a championship.
It's so much more like the NFL than what it ever has been, and that's why I think Gruden would enjoy the environment.
216-474-0092. John Gruden wants back in coaching. You think it's tougher to win in the SEC or Big Ten right now or to compete in the AFC or NFC? I just wouldn't. If I was like going for a legacy caping job, the NFL is such a cushier experience because it really just boils down to, can you find a quarterback that can be a top 10 quarterback consistently? Where in college, there's just so much to do if this is going to be your first college job since I believe the mid-80s for John Gruden, but I see your point on how well the personality fits there. Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Dylan Gabriel, so-so, Chidore, with an oblique injury to talk all things Browns, including, yes, the quarterback position. She joins us every single Wednesday. This feels like an even more special day because Taylor Swift will be on the New Heights podcast. Podcast later today. Mm-hmm. Ashley Bastock, thank you for correct. Yeah, of course, Nick.
Yeah,
you got that one right.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Ashley, welcome to the show.
Oh, you guys have me figured out because, yeah, I'm trying to figure out right now how much work can I get done before 7 p.m. when that episode drops. So that's how I'm spending my time in Philly, my free time.
I kind of harshed the mellow of JP, and I didn't mean it in a bad way. So I'm going to posit the same question to you. What are you expect? Like, what are you expecting to hear out of this podcast that'll be like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that?
So I think the things that I'm expecting to hear, and this is what I've told people throughout, I think we're going to obviously get the reveal of the cover art, and I think we're going to get a release date because we don't have that yet. But other than that, I think it's just watching them interact for like an hour that I'm anticipating just being something we really haven't gotten to see. So as a Swiftie, I'm all about it. And the funny little promo they took out where she's like, I know what men want is to see more of me in their spaces like this one. So I love the self-deprecation, too.
I mean, Ashley, from a content standpoint, and you're in the content business as well, you got to appreciate anything that'll draw at least, I think they're expecting over 26 million people to tune in and watch this at some point in a 24-hour cycle. Like, that's like Christmas Day NFL game numbers. It's insane.
Right. I wish the Orange and Brown Talk podcast had that kind of listenership. And who knows? Maybe we're getting close with the way this Browns quarterback battle has been going. I know there's a lot of interest there, but yeah, we're still not doing New Heights has Taylor Swift on finally numbers.
I think it's time to get Taylor Swift on so we can up those numbers, right?
Well, look, the new album is Orange. We have Orange in our title. I'm seeing a connection here.
She's used to winning. The Browns also play in the NFL. I mean, what more could we have here? That's in.
No, exactly.
So I'm going to ask this question. It's a loaded question, but you'll be fine. Does it matter if Dylan Gabriel doesn't look good on Saturday?
Ooh, that's like an existential question you guys are hitting me with. But yeah. So I'm going to give the simplest possible answer to it, which is no. Like, I think at this point we see where it's going. I said it, I think, on this show last week. If not, I've been saying it. This is no longer a four quarterback competition to me at this point. To me, it just feels like it is Joe Flacco's job to lose, and how he would lose it at this point, barring an injury, which, by the way, the 40-year-old quarterback is the only one that hasn't had an injury this training camp that has caused him to miss time. So I think, like, for Dylan Gabriel, if he looks bad, if he looks good, it's another step in his development either way. But I don't feel like we are trending towards anything that would really allow him to make a push to overtake Joe Flacco, just because we're so deep into camp. I mean, there's one more preseason game after this, and he got some reps today, but, you know, Joe Flacco takes a majority against the first team still. Like, we're out of time for feasibly a rookie to be ready to start week one, in my opinion.
All right, what was your reaction to Shador and the oblique injury? Will this definitely take him out for Saturday?
Well, I think we're still waiting on all the details for that. I mean, it certainly seems like it's trending for that to be the case, just given the nature of the injury and the position. Obviously, the oblique muscle, the muscles on the side of your abdomen, would make it pretty difficult for a quarterback to throw and all that. So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. He got over the arm soreness a couple weeks ago very quickly. But I think, like, it's trending, and knowing the nature of those injuries typically, probably not a great chance considering it's already Wednesday afternoon. But, yeah, certainly just another wrench thrown into it. And I think as far as my reaction, like, it was very obvious, I think, that something was wrong, that we were going to be getting some news like this, because to not see him get any work after the first individual period was jarring about halfway through the practice when we started kind of asking our...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ourselves. Wait, what exactly is going on here? He has to be hurt was kind of our consensus. And yeah, finally got an answer on that. But it certainly felt out of place, especially given his performance on Friday night.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, joining us as she does every single Wednesday throughout football season on the Fan Hotline. So is there anything that can happen beside injuries where Joe Flacco is not the week one starter?
I feel like at this point, no. Like, I just would be shocked. I think Kenny Pickett's missed too much time. I think Dylan Gabriel, even though he's coming back, has missed too much time. And same with Shador. He just hasn't gotten those. He hasn't necessarily missed time because of injury. He did have the arm soreness day and now this oblique. But he hasn't had enough time on task. And neither has Dylan. Like, they just haven't. And I think with Kenny Pickett, it's the same thing. And that is all injury-related. I think Kenny had a really great start to camp. But again, we have two more preseason games. Kenny Pickett's not even in team drills yet. Like, I think knowing it's a new system, a new team, it just seems like it is Joe Flacco's job to lose. And quite honestly, I'm not really sure how he would lose it at this point beside injury.
Ashley, you were there. Obviously, we're here, and it's not as if we're even like getting videos of plays back because you guys can't do that. But all accounts, it felt like there was a couple good interceptions by the Browns defense today, and then other people kept mentioning that Mason Graham was having a really nice day as well. How did you see it?
Yeah, so I actually spent most of my time watching the defense, and to give people an idea, like, yes, we cannot take video after the first three periods of practice, so you can't even take video during like the one-on-ones between the Browns receivers and the Eagles DBs. So just a lot of watching. You know, I actually thought I came away from this practice feeling really good about the Browns D-line specifically. That to me was the best part of the day. Myles Harden had a pick early in one-on-ones. Ronnie Hickman had a pick in team drills towards the end of the day. So those were good. But for me, it was really all about the pressure those guys created up front. And the great thing was, it wasn't just Myles Garrett. I had him down for 2.5 sacks today, but I had Carson Schlesinger with half a sack. I had Mason Graham with half a sack. I had Isaiah McGuire with a sack. Like, this defensive line was getting production from inside, outside, from the linebackers, helping them. I just thought they looked very, very good. Now, the Philly O-line, which is obviously one of the strengths for them typically, down Landon Dickerson, but so they're not at full strength. But to me, I came away feeling really good about the D-line, and then by extension, pretty good about how the Browns' offensive line has looked up until this point in camp, because I thought this was the best day for this Browns' D-line in terms of the pressure they were able to create. So it, to me, just kind of showed how well this Browns offensive line has managed to hold up throughout training camp when they're facing the same people every single day.
Ashley Bastock on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. As of course, we've talked a lot about the joint practices. ESPN, the mothership, announced and put out their Browns ceiling and floor for this season from the win side of things. Where do you set the ceiling for this team? Where do you set the floor?
Ooh, that's interesting. I mean, I would say let's just set the floor at like 3 games since that's what they won last year. I think that's fair. Ceiling, I'll say 9 wins. That's like, if we're going extremes here, that's what I would set it at. Like, this could be a winning team. I think we saw it today, though, what it's going to have to look like for them to win. This offense did not have the best day. They were fairly floppy. You know, no one single quarterback has had the job locked up, so that certainly plays a part. But games they win, I think, are going to be in large part because of how good this defense does, and if this defense can create turnovers. So that's where I, you know, the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle, but that would be my ceiling and floor.
Kevin Stefanski addressed Miles' speeding today, and I don't know what people expected him to really do. Do you think there'll be any further repercussions, or is it like I acknowledged it and now we're just going about our day?
Well, you know, I think certainly what still has to happen is we have to hear from Miles, and Miles is going to have to answer questions about this, because obviously when he crashed his car almost 3 years ago, I mean, we had a whole press conference with him about the speeding and about his, you know, hope to turn that aspect of things around for himself off the field and vowing to never do it again. But here we are 3 years later with another ticket for going 100 miles an hour. So Miles is certainly going to talk about it. I don't know that we are going to hear anything else in terms of whether he was disciplined, because we actually asked Kevin Stefanski that today and he gave his usual, I'm going to keep that in-house answer. So I don't feel like we're going to hear any more about it, but I imagine we'll hear from Miles about it. Whenever the next time is we talk to Andrew Berry, I'll be curious if he gets questions about it or if we're just going to be too far past it at that point. But obviously, Andrew, when we talked to him, came out very strong when Shador Sanders got his speeding ticket. So I'm curious, but I think really those are the last two people we'll hear from on this, and I don't think we'll hear about any specific discipline from the team.
Ashley, John Gruden was talking to the Georgia football team and talked about how much he wishes he could still coach, saying he wanted to coach in the SEC. I'm curious, just from a toughness of the job side of things, what do you think is a tougher job right now, coaching in the SEC or the Big Ten, or being like an NFL head coach, like coaching the AFC North or coaching the AFC?
That's a great question, and I actually have a very strong opinion on this. I actually think it's college now because of NIL and recruiting. And I can say this because I covered college football like pre-COVID in 2018, 2019. We didn't have NIL yet, but recruiting alone even back then was fairly crazy. It's nonstop. And now you're in a situation where these coaches not only have to worry about game planning and, you know, figuring out these really high level offenses and doing all those things, but on top of it, you're constantly recruiting your own players plus new players coming in. So, I mean, style of the game, I think the NFL just certainly has a leg up. It's totally different with play calling and game planning, but in terms of difficulty overall of the job, I think it's being a college head coach, and I think it's like why we saw Jim Harbaugh finally come back to the NFL, right? I think college is the more exhausting job all around, as opposed to only what's happening on the field, where I think the NFL just obviously still has a leg up.
Do you think the NFL would give Gruden another shot if he wanted it?
I don't know. I mean, it's all the Supreme Court ruling or whatever that just came down. I haven't been as closely following it, but I think, you know, it depends on when all the legal stuff is figured out and how that ultimately plays out. If they would give him another shot. So not too sure right now.
All right, Ashley. Great job of the interview today. I hope you and JP get what you want out of the
Ashley,
New Heights podcast.
As long as we just don't leave thinking to ourselves, man, they just don't belong together. Like this
yeah,
one's this the,
yeah,
the vibe's
right?
Not the vibe's not right. Travis is clearly in it for the fame. He's leeching off of her. And that won't be good for us, Ashley.
No, we need it to be happy. We just need to come out of there feeling happy, JP. That's all I want. That's all we want.
I'm going to trust the idea that they filmed this in enough time that they've run the focus groups that will let them know that it matches. But the clips they put out and how it sounds, it's all good, and we'll feel nice afterwards.
Exactly.
Ashley, people know Nick Wilson's more of a Jason and Kylie kind of guy. I'm not much of a trailer guy. It's nothing personal. They just match my vibe.
Trailer trash is what he says.
Oh my gosh, so valid. I was curious if we were going to see Jason Kelce out at practice today, obviously with his hometown Browns playing his former NFL team in joint practice, but no sighting. I was going to see if I could sneak a quick question about what are you doing at 7 p.m. tonight in, but no luck.
Well,
I'll keep
Kylie
an eye
might
out
not like
tomorrow.
That question.
Probably not.
Just as Hollywood as Travis has become. That's what they say about Jason these days.
I actually have to say, Travis made a lot of headlines for the GQ article where he said he cried in Rob Jedzinski's office trying to get him to draft him. I will ask you, would Travis Kelce have been Travis Kelce in Cleveland?
That's the eternal question. And I have talked about this with people also regarding Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I think those are the two quarterbacks that get brought up most often with this question. It's an interesting hypothetical because he is so gifted and natural at the position, but the Browns, you know, during that time immediately after he was drafted, those years immediately after, which are so crucial for development, things were such a disaster here. It's fair to wonder if he would have had to leave and go somewhere else to become the best version of himself. But I love these kinds of questions because they sort of fascinate me, and it plays into the developmental role that these teams play. And yeah, I think like the answer, typically just knowing how much of a disaster, especially in the 1-31 stretch, it's like, how can you look at anyone and say, yes, they would have been the best version of themselves through that?
Yeah, Taylor Swift's not marrying a great Browns type.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
End. That's not in the... I'm sorry. Like, we're not doing that. Let's just be honest. She's not going to be like, oh, he plays for the Cleveland Who's? No. The guys in the Super Bowl? Yeah, I'll go after that.
And she's even skipped us on our last tour. So, yeah, that would have been tough.
Would have skipped Travis, too. Great stuff there, Ashley. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock there on the Fan Hotline every single Wednesday right here on this station, on this show. You get to hear Ashley. Great stuff with her. We'll react to what she had to say and what Kevin Stefanski had to say about Miles' latest speeding issue on 92.3 The Fan. It's been interesting today. Kevin Stefanski, obviously we focused a lot on the quarterback talk, but Kevin Stefanski also was asked about Miles speeding, his latest speeding ticket, and here was his answer.
Extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Miles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
So that covers it.
It's about what I expected.
I'm surprised. They've addressed it. What more can we do?
I am surprised to even put the extremely attached to the disappointing.
They had to, though, right?
Well,
just because the Shador thing.
Well, yeah, but the Shador thing, they called it straight up dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'd rather take being extremely disappointing over it just being called dumb.
Well, but
they should have matched it. They could have matched it.
But this is the translation is the difference from Andrew Berry to Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how Andrew Berry covers it. But I think Ashley brings up a good point. By the next time we talk to Andrew Berry, it probably won't even be enough of a story to begin with anyway.
We'll have another couple things that players have done to really get into.
Miles, so I don't know. He varies. Historically, he speaks on Fridays. But in training camp, it's just very different and it's turned around. You think Miles speaks at some point in the next 48 hours or so?
Yeah, but what is Miles going to say?
Nothing. He'll probably say the same thing that Stefanski just said. We're keeping it internal. And yeah, I learned from it, and it's not going to happen again, which is the same thing that he said 3 years ago.
Yeah, and by the way, none of this is to demean the importance of speeding and why you shouldn't do it. If you're driving too fast right now, simmer down. Slow down, Charlie. You'll get there. Get there in one piece, right?
Yeah, easy, Jeff Gordon.
But I think the point is, when the head coach comes out and says, oh, we've talked to him. Okay, I guess that covers it.
There's just no...
Did you expect a suspension for Miles?
But it continues to speak. And whether it's this or whether it's something else, it's always going to be how this franchise approaches things. They just do not care, Nick. They don't. They never even really tried to give off the appearance that they care. But it's things like this that it doesn't really matter what you do. They just, there's never any repercussions.
That is, okay, but within this, there is something, like, there's some dark humor in this that they have now, the second time they've talked about speeding in 6 weeks, no, 3 weeks, they've gone harder in the paint on speeding than any of the various things, very serious things that players have been accused of. Perrion Winfrey, gotta let the legal process play out. Quinshon Judkins, gotta let the legal Deshaun Watson, the legal process is paying out. Speeding, never again. Disappointing, stupid. You do kind of have to point out how, again, I understand what they're doing. This is the one thing you can kind of just swing away on, and it's no big deal because there aren't any other repercussions from it. But it is weird to hear an organization be like, Miss Speeding, this is really a problem. And the domestic violence thing, oh, we've got to let that play out.
The Freudian slip you had there where you, instead of saying playing out, you said paying out for Deshaun Watson.
Because
that's
that
with the civil cases. That is how that ended up going down. But they just don't care. And I really don't. I think they look at all of these incidences in very equal terms almost, where they're just like, all right, are you good at football? Can you play for us? That's all we care about. And so if you're going to look at it through that lens, again, where did Andrew Berry get all these approaches from to begin with anyway? There's a time he spent under Howie Roseman with the Eagles, who they're visiting right now. What do the Eagles do more than any other team in football? They just ignore these things, too. Now, are the Browns in the same position as the Eagles? Obviously not, but I think that's where they got it from in many respects. They just do not care. They only care about the production on the field.
Yeah, I don't want them to go harder in the paint on any... Like the point is... I'm thinking about two things at once here. The point is, it's not that... Their reaction to the speeding thing is unjustified. It's that their reaction to everything else seems to be more problematic to me. And it does come back to the idea of if you're going to bring elements not of speeding, of the other stuff, into this community, the least you could do is actually win like the Eagles. Like no Eagles fans are making Jalen Carter jokes because he's too busy leading them to a Super Bowl win.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No one's making any jokes about any of the guys there. And again, by the way, is that pointing out a huge moralistic flaw in society in 2025 and before that? Yes, of course. But the problem is, when you're a 3-14 team with these issues, it really gets tough to support your team and really wrap your arms around being a Cleveland Browns fan, which is what this season's supposed to be about.
No question. I guess at this point, though, I would just be surprised if any incident does happen, the Browns come out and they seem like they really actually have an issue with it.
Unless it's speeding.
But even within this, I mean, that's just empty words to Stefanski.
But he said it was really disappointing. Do you think he's
sure?
Do you think he's not disappointed?
I don't think he's that disappointed.
Do you?
I really don't.
Do you? So you're telling me that
Wait. Are you telling me that a head coach went to the podium, Kevin Stefanski, and lied to us?
I mean, that could be one interpretation of this, or maybe embellished his feelings on this.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think they care. I really don't. I don't think they care about any of this. I think they are just solely about what you can do on the field, and we've been doing this now for 6 years with this group. They just do not care.
We do have an update on the Shedeur Sanders oblique injury here. Mary Kay Cabot just tweeting out, further medical testing revealed an oblique strain. He's day-to-day, won't practice Thursday versus the Eagles, and unlikely to play in the game on Saturday. So if you believe this is a real injury, this is the real update. It's a callback from the first segment. If you didn't listen, make sure you listen.
You had to hear the first segment.
Yeah, yeah. We probably should add that context.
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts, JP?
Thanks, Roberto.
Reaction?
Yeah, I don't know. This kind of felt right. This kind of felt like where this was headed. If after the testing and examination showed that it was actually an oblique strain of sorts, it's hard to then turn around and then play on Saturday. Like, your oblique matters.
So we will continue. I've been saying that for a while. I've been a big oblique matters.
You matter guy as well.
Yeah,
and then oblique matters is also on the table for
a
you.
A lot of things matter to me.
Yes.
A lot of lives matter. A lot of things matter to me. A lot of body parts. Oblique matters. Been saying it for a while. We keep saying it. More on the Shador injury. And it's a smart little reminder here. Smart can be biased, which kind of makes it dumb. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.